CPR News, I'm Mike Lamp. A major candidate for Denver mayor filed paperwork Monday. Longtime Chamber of Commerce leader Kelly Bruff is running for the city's top office. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
Bruff made her name in former Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper's administration. She helped set up things like 311 and eventually rose to become chief of staff. During tough budget years, she won concessions from police and firefighter unions. Bruff went on to become head of the chamber in 2009 and served for 12 years. That connection will help her raise money, but pro-business stances taken by the chamber will likely hurt her with progressive voters. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
The U.S. Secretary of Agriculture is in Colorado today, partly to highlight preserving public lands. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Secretary Tom Vilsack is touring the site of Camp Hale, the World War II-era training center made famous by the 10th Mountain Division. Colorado senators want to designate Camp Hale as the nation's first historic landscape. It's part of a much larger public lands bill they're pushing. Later this week, Vilsack will visit a peach orchard in Palisade to highlight new resources for the USDA in the recent budget reconciliation bill. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Bent County Commissioner Kim McDonald is a new appointee to the Board of History Colorado. She says it's difficult for rural places to secure funding and that the need for preservation funding statewide is greater than the available resources.
I know that if our community is facing that, other rural communities in the state of Colorado are facing that same type of thing.
McDonald says she'll advocate for realistic allocation of funds for the southeastern part of the state and rural communities around Colorado. Mesa County commissioners have approved a new solar farm that will cover more than 150 acres. The Daily Sentinel reports the project will be on state land board property north of Interstate 70 near the Grand Junction Motor Speedway. It will be able to generate up to 48 megawatts of electricity. Grand Junction and much of Colorado have more rain today and warmer temperatures tomorrow. This is CPR News.